Hi, it's Tab Horner. Thanks for tuning in to the For Your Success podcast, an inspirational program about creating the lifestyle and legacy impact you want to have. Your host today is a Christian author, speaker, business coach, and program development expert who will help you design, grow, and delight in doing business as worship, because that is true success. And now, here's my lovely wife, Katie Horner.
You've always dreamed of launching and just having those contacts and those people come flooding in asking for your thing. And today we're talking with somebody who knows how to make that magic happen. Matt McWilliams is our guest, and he has been an affiliate launch manager, top of the world, we say, right? Earned all kinds of awards for this. And Matt, I'm so excited to have you on the show today. Welcome to the For Your Success podcast.
Hey, thanks for having me, Katie.
So in launching, I know you are not new to this at all, and your specific launch has to do with leveraging relationships in that. For those who aren't familiar with affiliate terms and things like that, just explain kind of basically what that means.
Yeah, it's kind of weird to think like what you just said, you know, nothing new to me. I was actually earlier, I was thinking like, wait, we got to be getting close to this. So I looked it up, and in January, we'll run our 60th launch. Which is just insane. You know, we've been doing about five or six a year over the last, 9 or 10 years, which is just like ridiculous. And so, as happens with anything, you get good at something, right? In our world, especially, then people start coming to you like, well, and yes, I'm bragging when I say this, Matt, you've been affiliate manager of the year 4 times and you're working with Stu McLaren and you're coaching Jeff Walker's team and you're working with guys like Michael Hyde and Brian Tracy. You should teach this stuff. I'm like, wait, what? Like, I never thought about teaching it. I just kind of do it. Like, I didn't know I had a system for how we do things. It was all in my head. And I kind of thought that like every time we were doing one of these launches, it was almost like I was making it up again. Mm-hmm. But then I realized, wait, I do. I have actually really systematized this in my head. I just hadn't codified it. Like, how do I teach it? And so I spent the next couple of years, actually teaching other people just one-on-one, one-on-four, small groups, how to do this stuff to kind of refine the message and the system and realize, well, we have a playbook, we have the internal playbook. What if I just taught the playbook is effectively what we did. And so actually 2 years ago now, it's been almost exactly 2 years ago, we launched our first course teaching people how to start, grow, and scale an affiliate program. And the results have been amazing. Like just from our standpoint, like that's what we do this for is like, I get to see all these people who are, maybe they're doing 5,000 a month. And then next thing you know, they're doing 30,000 a month. And I'm like, that is so much more fun. No offense to our clients, but helping Adidas make an extra $200 million, not exactly all that thrilling. It's great for the bank account, not exactly all that exciting because that's not going to be like change anybody's life at Adidas except for a couple shareholders. You help an entrepreneur go from 5,000 to 30,000 a month, that like changes a family tree.
Yeah.
Being an entrepreneur myself, that was really exciting. So that's what we've been able to do, and it's just been awesome.
I love it. I love it. And I feel that same gratification when, we're helping people go scale their courses through their high ticket offers and go from up to 10,000 and beyond. And at that level, a couple thousand dollars makes such a big difference. And when you're talking about leveraging those relationships and like, who do you know that needs what I have? How can I pay you to send them to me? That's essentially affiliate marketing, right? It doesn't raise the price, but it gives a cut as a thank you to those people who are introducing them to your world. And I love the way that that works.
Yeah. The concept's been around for thousands of years. The visual I always get is like, ancient Rome. And, so they're, I don't know, whatever their names are, they're walking around in their togas. I assume they really did wear togas. I don't think that's a myth. And so they're wearing their togas. And one of them's like, hey, let me introduce you to my friend who runs a deli. And the guy, the owner of the deli is like, dude, you sent me business. Your next sandwich is free. Right. That's affiliate marketing. All we did in the last 25 years is add technology to it. The concept's been around probably since, Genesis chapter 4, roughly. it's been around for a while. So it's nothing new. It's just that we added technology to it and made it a little bit easier and turned it into an actual business. We turned it into a profit, turned it into a line item, on budgets, which is what we help, people to do is to kind of make it such a big part of their business. It just becomes a part of their business. They can't give it up. Yeah. It's in a way it's kind of like crack, I think, but it's better for you.
Well, I want to go to two angles today and I'd love to hear your top tip for a business owner, a course creator who is trying to have their first affiliate launch. Like, what's one or two things they need to know to successfully get people to help promote their thing? And then go at it from the opposite perspective and say, what's a couple of things that somebody needs to know to be a good affiliate? Because like we see these all the time. I mean, Jeff Walker's affiliate launch is happening right now and people are emailing for him and doing things like that. Like, what do we need to know when we're doing it for other people to make it a success?
You know, I never thought about this, but I'm going to give the exact same answer for both for my number one tip. Start early. So let's go from the having affiliate side. Don't reach out to people and say, hey, I'm launching next month. Do you want to be an affiliate? It's too late. People plan their calendars. I know if you look at our promotional calendar, you know, we're recording this. Like you said, Jeff Walker's launch is going on. It's, you know, the middle of Q4 2021, right? Our calendar, our promotional calendar is booked through May of 2022. I actually have some stuff on my calendar in July and October of next year, as well as actually November. I've only got a few open months in all of 2022, and we're still in 2021. Most people don't plan that far out. So you can get some people to say yes 90, 120 days out. So start at least that early. Like, in other words, if people think, oh, I got to have the product ready. I got to have the sales page ready. I got to have all this stuff ready before I start reaching out to affiliates. No, you don't. Reach out to them before any of that is ready. Get them lined up. You can write the sales page 3 days before the launch. I don't recommend it, but you can. You can't reach out to an affiliate 3 days before the launch. So think about that. What can you not do 3 days, 10 days, a month or two before the launch, and then backtrack the order from there and not try to get everything done in advance? Work on those relationships first. On the affiliate side, same kind of thing. Like, let's just say you're promoting something. You're listening to this in, you know, early November, and you got a promotion coming up, you know, let's just say December 1st. Don't start promoting that thing on December 1st. Start warming your audience up now, like literally now. You did that for Jeff Walker's promotion. I did that for Jeff Walker's promotion. I released a series of podcast episodes where I started talking about Jeff Walker, sharing things, seeding the fact that he had the masterclass coming up. I quoted Jeff Walker a bunch on social media. These are all things that we recommend that you can do. Like, those quotes that I shared weren't even necessarily about product launches. They're not even necessarily about internet marketing. Some of them are more lifestyle related and business, just general business related and, you know, being a better person related. But it planted that seed in my audience's mind of Jeff Walker, Jeff Walker, Jeff Walker. It's like, right, when you study local elections in the United States, your school board race is not based on who is the most qualified candidate or who's the best for the kids or who knows the most about education. It's based on one thing and one thing alone: name recognition. Person with the most yard signs wins local elections. That is a proven fact. I used to work in that industry. I know it for a fact, right? It's why when I ran for school board years ago and I was the youngest candidate in the history of North Carolina to make it through a primary, my entire budget was yard signs. I spent like $10,000 on yard signs, like $300 on anything else, all right? Most other people are like, oh, we'll go do radio ads and all that stuff. Nope, yard signs. I want a yard sign on every corner.
It's the visibility factor, isn't it? It's like, exactly, if they don't see it on social media or on a yard sign, it's not true.
Exactly. So start early with both. I'm going to give one more tip because you asked for like top tips. On the affiliate program side, the biggest thing you need to do is, there's a big difference between people saying, yeah, I'll promote you, and then actually doing it. And more so, going for, I'll promote you, which means I'll send an email and a tweet, to sending 14 emails, 2 week social media campaign. All right. So you got to give them a plan. You actually have to give them we created a very simple spreadsheet, Katie. It is like, I wish I could say it was more complicated than it is. It's not. Here's what happens when you give people a plan. They generally follow it. That's what happens. So what I suggest is you create a spreadsheet. I'll give you a URL in a second. You can download a template, okay? You create a spreadsheet, or you can use our template. It's mattmcwilliams.com/promo-plan. You go download it. Then you get on a call with the affiliate, and you co-create this plan together. And you give them the generic template, and then you walk them through. And say, oh, you can't mail on Tuesday? Well, how about Wednesday? We'll move that here. You create the plan with them. Then they stick to it. When people are a part of something, they follow it. On the affiliate side, I mean, you see where we're going with? Same thing. Have a plan. Oh, well, they didn't give me a plan. Then create one. then they should give you a plan. That they're stupid if they don't. But oh, they didn't. They don't have this template. They didn't get on a call with you. Go create your own plan. I've determined the biggest difference between like serious business owners, online business owners, and like hobbyists is very simple: a content calendar and a promo calendar. People who have a content calendar and promo calendar, right now, when you're making $400 a month, I can almost assure you that if you keep up with that habit, 2 years from now, you'll be at 5,000, 10,000 plus. All right. Most people, what happens? They're only making $400 a month, then they just get lazy with it. I don't know. I'll do whatever. I'll post a blog when I feel like it. I'll do a podcast when I feel like it. No, we release a podcast every Tuesday at 5 a.m. So if I got busy doing other stuff, what does that mean? Monday night, I'm recording a podcast. Now, I haven't been that way in a couple of years, thankfully, because then we can't edit it. I'm a podcast editor and use it a week in advance, so I'm up the creek. But you get the idea. It's like just have the plan and then follow the plan. Differentiate, you know, innovate, deviate if necessary. The old saying, you know, no battle plan survives the first shot. It's true, but have a plan and try to stick to it as much as possible. Works on both sides.
I think that's so important. And that really is the two things that you mentioned there that I want to pull out for those that are watching or listening to this is the importance of the planning, right? That's really what differentiates you from a hobbyist to a business owner, is that the business owner has that long-term vision. They have that long-term plan. And I can remember when I was first starting, it seemed amazing to me that people would plan out a year in advance. And yet here I am a few years later, and I'm the same way as you, Matt. Like, we've got stuff on our calendar all the way through next November and looking at where do we fit this in and where's the space that we need to fill and how do we set aside the time for the family space and get that blocked off early too, you know? And then the second thing is the consistency and the mastery and the commitment that if you say you're going to do this, then do it, even if that means that you're up late the night before to get it in on time. And I think that's another one of those key things that really sets apart those who make it over that finish line to those who fall off along the side because they got discouraged. You've got to be willing to have that commitment that says, if I put my name to this and said I would be an affiliate, or if I put my name to this and said I would give you what you needed to be my affiliate, like, I'm going to follow through and I'm going to do what I said because that's what's on the plan. This is the deadline and let's do it. That's really huge. Even with, you know, our ramping up. And that's one of the things that I've appreciated even about Jeff Walker that you've already mentioned is that the having that plan sent out to the affiliates to say, this is when we plan to do X, Y, and Z. And this is when you should to in order to get the best results or in order to complement what we're doing, right? And so from the front end, it looks like this big choreographed thing and nobody's seeing all the planning and the masterminding happening on the back end that it takes to do this for folks. But it's so key and shouldn't be overlooked.
And I'll let you know a little industry secret, and I don't think you would mind me sharing. That plan uses our template. So I'm just saying... Jeff Walker's team uses that template. Not only do our clients, the clients that we run their programs, our coaching clients, they use it as well. And it was actually really cool because I just got my first look at the affiliate plan the other day for them. And I was like, hey, that looks familiar. You know, that was kind of cool. And Chris was like, well, duh, this is, we use yours. You know, so yeah, I mean, guys, go copy it.
Well, and it's so cool to have something that works across niches, right? When you've got the principle that works, it can be applied to any niche and any calendar and any...
I've used that plan in the parenting niche. I've used it in the internet marketing niche. I've used it in the fitness, health and fitness, supplements. I mean, you name a niche that, I mean, we've probably worked in at some point. And I've used the same copy and paste, you know, I mean, that's all I do. I go to Google Docs and copy it for the next client, you know, because it works until I find something that works better. There is one thing I'll share, that last little tip. We changed the name. The URL is still mattmcwilliams.com/promo plan because we'd already set that up. But we actually changed the name and we started calling them commitment plans. And I did that, you know, Dana Abraham. We helped her with her launch a few years ago. And I just started calling them commitment plans because it just felt better than promo plan. And we noticed a pretty significant uptick in affiliates who stuck to the plan. And so we started calling them commitment plans because now I'm like, here's your commitment. This is the commitment you made on the call with me. That's a little bit different than here's your promo plan. And so just a little tip, call it a commitment plan, even though it's really the same thing.
I love that. I love that. And the relationship side of it too. The fact that you're getting on a call with the affiliates and like, hey, if you're going to take time to make this commitment, let me spend some time with you to be sure that you've got what you need to make it successful. Because if it's successful for the affiliate, it'll be successful for both of us.
Yeah. And they're 12 to 15 minute calls, Katie. They're not, these are not hour long ordeals.
No, but it's still time. In our successful online courses, one of the things that we're teaching them is to have, you know, you've got people with all kinds of love languages, right? And one of those love languages is time. And another one is the do it, you know, do it with me or do it for me thing. And that's exactly what you're doing when you're pouring into that affiliate relationship to make sure it can be successful on both ends.
Yeah. And like I was saying there, 15 minutes to make an extra $5,000-$10,000 from that affiliate. I don't know about you. Like, I don't make $40,000 an hour. So if I can spend 15 minutes to make an extra $10,000, that's a pretty good ROI on my side, let alone if I happen to make an extra $50,000 or, you know, or more, but it's definitely worth it.
Yeah. Love it. Absolutely. Thank you so much for your insights today, Matt. Great. It's been a pleasure to talk with you. And for those of you who are wanting to know a little bit more about what Matt does, he's got something for you over at mattmcwilliams.com/100. You can go there and get on his list, watch what he's doing. And if you're hearing this still in November 2021, be sure and follow the link in the show notes and head over to Jeff Walker's affiliate launch that we are promoting and watch how he does it and what we're doing with him and learn how to make your next launch an affiliate launch and make it successful for both of you. So I'm Katie Horner of HandprintLegacy.com, obsessed with helping faith-based entrepreneurs design, grow, and delight in the business that affords you the lifestyle and legacy impact you want to have. It's been my honor today to host you on the For Your Success podcast, and I do hope you'll scroll down wherever you're hearing this and leave me a comment or review. You can get all of today's links and show notes over at foryoursuccesspodcast.com. And until next time, remember, my friend, your message matters. You've been so caught up in figuring out how to market your business the quote, right way, you've found yourself overwhelmed and your dream a little muddied. What if a simple mindset reset could help you realign your vision, refine your expectations, and revive that dream for your business? I'm Katie Horner, author of The Flamingo Advantage, and for two decades, I've been teaching business owners just like you how to make your business and marketing decisions with faith, with clarity, and with purpose, empowering God's people to live out their best worship through the business. My framework teaches how to realign your mindset and your business practices with God's word so that you no longer operate in fear or lack of criticism, but in confidence and powerful intention. I'd love to invite you to grab a free copy of my book, Just Pay Shipping, at freeflamingobook.com. You, my friend, have an advantage, and your uniqueness helps you live out God's purpose for you in the world. freeflamingobook.com.